Joe Wickham. I like that song. Battle Belongs, WWIB. Let's check in with Jason Kanz. First thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day. You know that tune from Phil Wickham at all?
No, I don't. No.
You know what's interesting is it always strikes me about music. Jason's familiar with some of the stuff that I'm like, that's lesser known. It's not like the heart of CCM, but maybe stuff that's on the periphery sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on the periphery sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that I like some of the stuff that's a little bit, yeah, I think you're right. It's on the periphery. The Grey Havens, I think, is my best example.
Yeah, that probably is. Why
but,
have they not been able to, like, burst onto the regular CCMs? Is that something they're not interested in, or?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think they have a bit of a niche sound. I think that's maybe part of it. Their lyrics, so many of them tie in with Tolkien and C.S. Lewis. And so I think for fiction nerds like that, it fits really well. But, you know, I think their lyrics sometimes maybe are more complex than some of the stuff that we hear. So maybe.
Yeah, you could answer some. You know, it's like brighter, more intelligent people like their music, maybe you could say.
I did not say that at all.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you know, over the years, I mean, there have been people like Steve Camp or Michael Card or, you know, Rich Mullins had his issues with the CCM industry. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, it raises a question, and I think about this in terms of authors, too. How many wonderful artists are there out there who we just don't get exposure to?
Yeah,
and with such a big world and so many people putting stuff out there, it's hard to know when we might be missing something awesome.
Yeah, and I think that whole thing is we've talked about this, and you as an author are pretty familiar. I mean, the idea of, and not only an author, but I mean art and such, and that is that self-promotion, and it's like some people that. They may be as good or better at self-promotion than they are at the actual content they created, but they don't have any problems. And this isn't meant to be a diss. It just is what it is. Like, some people are unabashed self-promoters, and they're really good at it. And in today's world with social media and such, I mean, that's a part of it, right?
Yeah, and that's, for me, that's something I really struggle with. So, you know, even after I put out Notes from the Upper Room, I think there was, hey, I'm really excited about this project, and then I kind of stopped talking about it. I think, you know, would I have sold more books had I done that? Maybe, but I really struggle. And you have encouraged me, you know, put yourself out there, and that's a growth area for me, I guess, is maybe a good way to say it. So
yeah, it's a challenge that I guess you know, writers and artists face, because you got to let people know. All right, well, let us know the Path to Wholeness Lenten devotion. What do we got today?
Since our time is running short, let's do the one from now and today, from Bread for the Journey.
Okay.
There's another good one this morning. It's called Listening as Spiritual Hospitality. And Nouwen writes, to listen is very hard because it asks of us so much interior stability that we no longer need to prove ourselves by speeches, arguments, statements, or declarations. True listeners no longer have an inner need to make their presence known. They are free to receive, to welcome, to accept. Listening is much more than allowing another to talk while waiting for a chance to respond. Listening is paying full attention to others and welcoming them into our very being. The beauty of listening is that those who are listened to start feeling accepted, start taking their words more seriously, and discovering their true selves. Listening is a form of spiritual hospitality by which you invite strangers to become friends, to get to know their inner selves more fully, and even to dare to be silent with you. So it just, again, really resonated with me. I'm someone who tends to want to listen to respond rather than to listen to understand or listen simply to be with people. So,
good. So you can't go wrong with Henry Nouwen, Bread for the Journey. How many devotions are there in that one?
It's a full year.
It is a full year. All right.
Yeah. So it's, I don't know. So it started as they were going to just pull stuff from his former writings. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I'd really like to do them fresh. all new thoughts, and it's just really good. Usually a couple of paragraphs each, and
so, no, he's great. Yeah. He's great. All right, Jason, appreciate it, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Each and every year, somewhere during this March Hope and Hoops, he pops in, and he's here this morning. His buddy Wayne brought him in. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Halvo, yeah, good to see you, man. Yeah. All right, well, how have you been?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Yeah, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So
Amen.
We've had some nice weather, but now a little colder, a little windier out there this morning, huh?
Yeah, I heard it last night. It was blowing pretty strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the way over, I mean, knocked over some garbage cans, knocked over, and even a bag of garbage I saw on the street, the whole deal. So I didn't know if, like, the raccoons had got out, or I think it was the wind, though. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was whistling.
Yeah. So you got a, I tell you what, you got a scripture, you got a Bible verse, you got a joke for us this morning?
Well, I got a scripture.
Okay.
And there's always a great scripture. And the Bible said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, mm-hmm. and all these things shall be added unto you. It was good enough for George Mueller, and all of his needs were met for the orphanage. And so it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Who is God's righteousness?
Mm-hmm.
It is Jesus. That's who it is. And what is the kingdom? Kingdom of God, it's the rule and reign of the king. Jesus wants to rule and reign over people's lives. And so what we have going on in this country with half of it, it over in Psalms 2 says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed, which is Mashiach, therefore anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. And that's what we've got going on. We don't want Jesus ruling in this country. We don't want Christianity. But the Bible said, he that setteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. And I love this verse. It said, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion, Selah, which means stop and meditate. Let me tell you what, the king of the hill used to play it when I was in grade school. The king of the hill is Jehovah Jesus.
Mm.
Jesus is alive, and he's the king of the hill, and he's who I'm interested in. He was interested in me, and if you're going to heaven, you got to have him in your heart. You got to live for him. That is the whole deal.
Excellent. All right. Good stuff from Jimmy Gale here this morning. It is Funeral Director and Mortician Recognition Day. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Sure. Of course, the folks at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation, Stacy Pickering and the team there are fabulous. I get to see and actually help out and see what they do or what we do there, and it is without question done what the service they provide for families in tough times is done with the utmost respect, of course, dignity, and most importantly, love. And it's a place where when the need arises, it's where they will take good care of you and your loved ones. Just a great place.
Jimmy, this Wayne is so good on the radio. I don't know. He's going to get his own day next year, I think.
Well, I think that'd be good. I'll let him take my place.
All right. So, Jimmy, you want to give a good word about Stacy and Peterson Volker, too, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You know, you have women and then you have ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly say that Stacy is a lady.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel the love of the Lord from her. And we've had funerals there and done such a fantastic job.
And we're not just buttering her up because we would like a pledge. Although, let's just be honest, she's been very generous in past years when Jimmy's been here. So, whatever. 7-1, but it's all sincere. Every bit of that is 100% sincere.
This is Travis, and this is, I'm 10 years old, and this is my Kevin Peterson.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
Hi, my name is Elise from Bloomer, Wisconsin. And here's my cabin fever screen.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
This is Kristen from Barron, Wisconsin, and my cabin fever screen.
Warning. Cabin fever detected. WWID.
Always trying to do our part to educate you, give you a little sparkling dinner conversation for later on today, or water cooler conversation if people still do that. A few things that you did not know yesterday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Things that, in all honesty, Havel, you and I probably didn't know most of these as well. So we're also being
educated.
Hey,
we're always learning. That's what I like about this job. One of the many things. So
a few things you didn't know yesterday.
Gobbledygook makes more sense than gibberish.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. A cataclysm is worse than a calamity.
Okay.
I am a words guy. I like that.
Abraham Lincoln carried letters, bills, and notes in his hat.
It was very tall. Penguins were once as tall as people. A few things you didn't know yesterday. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We're just reading it on the internet.
The weird thing
so
about
who knows?
Abe, going back to Abe, he was 6'4 himself, right? So with the hat, even higher.
You know who else is really tall? Jason Gray. He's right in that 6'4, 6'5 range, too. You don't really know it until you take a picture with him. And then it's like, wow, this dude's really tall.
Speaking of 6'5", as we try not to go off track, I heard that Joe Reuter from Chi-High, first team All-State.
Yeah, well-deserved. Well-deserved.
Yeah,
he's
awesome.
Going to play at Hillsdale College, which actually beat my alma mater in basketball this
past
season.
We were mentioning him earlier that they were saying he's around 6'4", 6'5". Guppies experience menopause.
Huh, who knew? A few things you didn't know yesterday. Just 2% of men between 18 and 24 eat enough fruits and vegetables. Mm. Probably could have guessed that one.
The average Harley Davidson owner is 47 years old.
And finally, a few things you didn't know yesterday. The English language has 9 times as many words as the French language.
There you go.
Take that.
All right, it is 10 before 8, 34 degrees, springing ahead an hour this weekend. It seems easy enough, spring ahead, fall back, but you got to remember. And so,
fall back is my favorite.
Yeah, well, everybody's right. This is the tough weekend, losing that hour of sleep. But we've got a new artist. We have never played a song from Just Plain Fred before. He is a YouTuber. And so here it is, making its WWIB debut, Just Plain Fred and his song.
Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back.
That's pretty much it, Caleb.
All right. Catchy, to the point, brief.
There you go.
It works.
He handled it. So there we are. All right, casting crowns. I didn't say how long it was.
Here you go. Maybe we need more, like 15-second songs. Well, we found this factoid out today, and I think we are somewhat aligned on this. It has to do with oral hygiene, brushing your teeth. A little-known toothbrushing fact, about half of us, about 50% of us, wet our toothbrush before putting toothpaste on it. And I would say we both do it, but in slightly different ways, right?
So only half? That's stunning to me, because I've had a dry toothbrush, and that's just it's just wrong.
And here's the thing. My kids sometimes will go with a dry toothbrush and just the toothpaste, and it's like, nah, it just doesn't feel right. And I don't think a little water on it dilutes it, right? So
I water the brush and then put the toothpaste on.
I put the toothpaste on and then water the whole thing.
Why?
I do not know. But I do know that I could not stand it just straight up dry. Could not do it. But about 50% of people don't wet their toothbrush before putting toothpaste on it or after. I would assume those are somewhat aligned. So that seems odd to me. I do know never brush your teeth and drink orange juice right away.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that I've learned in my 33 years.
Yeah, you know, since it's 50%, it makes it interesting. We're not going to do it now, but it never occurred to me that that would be like a listener poll question.
Yeah. Do you wet your toothbrush?
Never
I mean, here's the thing. As long as you use your toothbrush
a couple
times per day, that's good. So
what was that?
I said, as long as you use your toothbrush a couple times per day, that's good, no matter how you do it.
And the thing, I'll confess, for years I didn't floss. I mean, they taught us way back in fourth grade about flossing, probably younger than that if you go to Smiles in Motion. But I just didn't floss. And now I floss regularly.
Me too.
Still got issues. Still got problems. It's good.
You got to work at it when you're young.
Yeah,
yes.
You do. Yeah.
Rich is to the line. Got his Leading with Power swag on this morning. It's a very sharp-looking shot. And on the way, swishes the first one.
Way to go, Rich.
One for one for Rich Ward. That was all net. Doesn't even tickle the rim. Second one, perfect swish.
He's
straight on, straight in. Now the money ball. He's two for two. Eyes a hoop. That one just a little bit too strong. 2 for 3, a good start.
Too much of that Rich Ward muscle on that one.
All right, taking a big breath. Like a free throw here. 4 shot off the back of the rim as well. All right, 2 for 4. 50% going for the third one here. Eyeing the hoop. Shot is away. That one rims in and out.
He started so well.
Yeah, two in a row.
All right, so now Terry Moulton's turn. So Rich Ward, 2 for 5. And those first two were just perfect. I know we're on the radio, but again, I mean, just tickling the
Rich,
twine.
What happened there in the last three?
I started thinking about my wife and how much she loves me. And that's all I thought about.
Steered you wrong.
All right, Terry.
Terry, did anybody say that they loved you on the pledges?
No.
So.
But right. he did get a number of pledges. Okay.
Terry Moulton now. I think he's going to go underhanded with this. First shot up and away. That one rims in. There you go. 1 for 1. A great start for the former state senator. Terry's second on the way. Perfect as well.
Nice.
Rattles that one
underhand.
In. Yeah. Good touch there. Third one. That's a little bit short. All right. So we start out 2 for 2 like Rich.
Yeah.
Now he's 2 for 3.
Oh!
And a little bit short on the fourth one. All right. This is to beat Rich Ward. We can't end in a tie here.
Something's
we can't end
wrong
in a tie.
In this, subsequent three. And...
Last shot for Terry on the way. Rolls out. Goodness gracious.
What's the deal there?
2 for 5 for both Rich and Terry Moulton this morning for leading with power.
Thanks, Terry.
Both of you started out very well. And again, knocking down the first two and, it's a little harder than it might sound on the radio. Like they're shooting on a little Tykes hoop. How hard can it be? But that ball can be tricky at times, and the rim as well.
Well, it can, and I got tired.
Well, I think you focused so intensely in the first couple that I got tired watching you, too. So. All right. Hey, great job, guys. Leading with power, 11:45 today. Eagles Club in Lake Halley. Sounds like a great guest. So.
Jimmy Seitz, looking forward
to
it.
Yes, if you're a hunter, fisherman, outdoors adventurer, man, Jimmy Seitz, the real deal. So come on down.